Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
President Biden has a pretty amazing, unprecedented record on job creation. Gas prices are ticking up after a 99-day fall because of OPEC, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, not because of him. So what is he, what are Democrats supposed to do to win people over on the economy? Republicans have the lead on this issue. It might be unfair.
That's right.
Is there anything Democrats can do to change that?
Well, it's not a question of being unfair. It's totally absurd. You have a Republican Party who on every single issue impacting working families is on the wrong side. And yet what polls show is that people think that Republicans are going to do better jobs for them than Democrats. So what we have got to do is, A, of course, deal with the abortion issue. What the Supreme Court did is totally outrageous. Of course, we have to go after Republicans who are trying to undermine our democracy that people fought and died to preserve. But what we have got to do is take the attack to Republicans on the economy. Don't be on the defensive. You got 60% of the people in this country who are living paycheck to paycheck. Millions are working for starvation wages. I introduced legislation for a $15 an hour minimum wage. I got zero Republicans. Right. We're the only major country on earth not to have paid family and medical leave. We need at least 12 weeks. Zero Republicans support that. Only major country not to have universal health care. No Republicans support that. At a time of massive income and wealth inequality, the American people want billionaires to start paying their fair share of taxes. No Republicans support that. So what I am saying is you got to go on the offensive. These people are phonies. They are corporate, working for corporations. We have got to take the fight to them.
Let's do that. Hello. He is so right. Bernie is so right. It is unbelievably trackable how Republicans are never for the middle class. Never. Not any of their policies serve or service or help or aid or lift up or even include the middle class. None of their plans, none of their legislation, none of their ideas include the middle class. Why? What did Donald Trump accomplish? He accomplished, taking our wealth and redistributing it to the top 1% of this country. He allowed for corporations to have a lower corporate tax rate than they already had, and then actually allowed them to do stock buybacks with the saved money. Here we are in a inflationary spiral that is due to Donald Trump deciding that COVID was a hoax, even though it was rampaging across the globe and it was causing supply chain failures. He talks a great deal about America first, America first, but it is Joe Biden that actually puts America first and Americans first. That's what the CHIPS bill is. The CHIPS bill is saying, hey, screw the reliance on foreign countries, on foreign governments, on communist governments for our supply of wafer chips, for our supply of microchips. Let's make them here. Let's actually invest here. Let's open up a microchip factory in freaking Ohio. Let's turn the Rust Belt into a joke and make what was the industrial heartland of America beat again. Let's do that. And passes it with no Republican votes. Then he tried to do Build Back Better. Build Back Better included a lot of things for families in this country who are truly living paycheck to paycheck. 60% of America lives paycheck to paycheck. That's pathetic, that's sad, and that is absolutely unconscionable in the world's richest nation on the planet. But what do they do about that fact? Do they say, hey, when gouging occurs as we come through the pandemic, and we know that we have some supply chain issues, when profits for big oil, when profits for big ag are in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and instead of cutting costs for the American family as a thank you, or they actually gouge some more, the Democrats say, that just feels wrong. That looks wrong. That sounds wrong. And it's very, very, very uncomfortable for ordinary Americans who are paying the price for their supply chain failures. So what if we actually slapped a windfall profits tax on those companies so that they would not be incentivized to gouge? Not a Republican is for it. But let's go back to the family, you know, ideas that were put on the table that actually were rejected already in the Build Back Better plan, right? So we had a child tax credit. What was that? It was a $300 a month check per child to help people get through a horrible pandemic. Well, all of a sudden, the Republicans are against it, and they're not giving us the 60 votes. They're not going to do it. So we don't have a child tax credit anymore to help ordinary middle class families. OK, we said, hey, let's do a universal pre-K scenario. I mean, you're anti-abortion, so be pro-child. Incentivize people to think or understand that they could afford to have children in this country. Give them paid family leave once the child is born, universal pre-K once the child is two or three. Let's do universal health care so that they know that their kids can go to a pediatrician for their vaccines. Let's do something like that. Let's include dental care so that kids can get their cavities filled. Mom and dad can get their cavities filled. Mom and dad don't have to lose their freaking teeth as they age. No, they're against that. They're against that too. I mean, it is just so unbelievable. You know, then we said, all right, could we just raise the corporate tax rate a tad, a touch, just a little bit? Well, what do you have in mind? Well, let's do a 15% minimum tax for very profitable corporations. They wouldn't vote for that either. But we were able to get that into a reconciliation bill because it dealt with tax. And tax issues can be dealt with in reconciliation bills. And so we only needed a bare majority. We needed the 51, and we had the 51, and we got the 51. And so now there's a minimum obligation for the most profitable companies to pay a minimum 15% tax. And they're against that too. So tell me, how are they good on the economy? How are they good on that? They're not. It's a ruse. It's a lie. And you know what? Dems cannot ignore this. They cannot surrender this issue.
When the American people, in poll after poll, think that the economy, think that inflation are the two major issues, you cannot ignore those issues.
Right.
And in fact, not only should we not ignore those issues, we should make it clear to working families throughout this country, many of whom who are prepared to vote Republican, that if they vote Republican, they're voting for a party which is on every single major issue economically is against their interest.
Yep.
That's the fight that we have to make. And let me repeat again, I think that Supreme Court decision on abortion is a total outrage. This is an issue we must continue to stay focused on. The overwhelming majority of the American people understand that it is a woman who has the right to control her body, not state government. So I'm not suggesting we don't focus on that issue, but I'm suggesting get on the offensive on economics as well.
Yes, because there is economic insecurity in this country. And you know why? You know why? You know how this inequality plays out now? Do you know how it plays out now? I mean, he's always been right about economic issues. He's always been right about this country needs a strong middle class. And he's always been correct on his policies regarding building a strong middle class. And we have a president, Joe Biden, who is all about a strong middle class because he grew up in a not so strong middle class household. Okay. So here's how it plays out now. Wealth and income inequality in this country, three at the very, very top own more than half of the bottom of America. Three people own more than half of the population of America. Three people. This is more inequality than in any other period in our history, okay? In the modern history of this country, three people owning more wealth than the bottom half of our nation. Do you think Republicans care?